Okay, everybody. Not really a different episode. We've had other episodes similar to this, but it's coming at a different time. There are a lot of other episodes. I've had other episodes already recorded in the can, which you may never hear because things have escalated so drastically since the death of George Floyd. There's protests in the street. Looting violence, pretty much what we refer to here, is as well as some idiotic stupidity coming from, I couldn't even tell you what they were trying to do or think they were trying to do. Anyway, I wish I could be in a chipper mood, a happy mood, and, you know, I would say, you know, I usually generally try to stay off of Facebook, but right now it's kind of one way I can stay informed and help inform others of things that are going on. Some of those people, you know, may not be black, so they may not fully understand why what's going on is going on as far as protest and whatnot. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think at least for the past couple weeks, it's barely been maybe 1-2 days that I've gone without getting teared up or just crying in general, just because some of these things just start. It's hard to watch, and it's just more so. It's and here's the irony of it, I guess, even if that's the right word, is that some of the, I just watched a video that I know I've seen before. I know I've seen it before, but right now seeing it, and you know, a young gentleman gets pulled over by the cops. I think it's Hispanic, Puerto Rican, what have you, whatever person of color. Cops ask him. Allegedly, he got pulled over because he had tinted windows. Now, here's where, from the outset, you can tell that this is not right. He gets pulled over for tinted windows. Okay, he tells officers he's recording. Now, I don't even think they told him he got pulled over. They told him he got pulled over. They told him that someone in the neighborhood saw his car and called them. So here's a couple things to break down about that. One, who just randomly sees a car and calls the cops for it? So how, when, and for what reason does that happen? I can't really contemplate the reason, whether he had tinted or not. I don't really know of even some of the worst people who would call somebody because of a tint on their window. But let's say they did. What is wrong with this person's life that they have nothing better to do than to call the cops because someone has tint on their window? As well as, do the police have nothing better to do that they're going to take a call from somebody who says there's a car with tint in the window? I don't know. That just seems weird to me. If that's the reason, maybe there's other reasons, and the other reasons is he's not white, or that he's Spanish, or he's Puerto Rican, or he's a person of color. I don't know. Either way, it's fishy. Whatever. Fast forward to the actual incident. He's in the car. They're asking him questions. They ask him if he has a firearm in the car. He says, yes, I do have a registered firearm. It's in the trunk. They go, okay, can you... One officer goes to the back. Another officer comes up. Female officer. Standing on the side. Other officer talking to him. He goes, can you please... with your solely with your right hand, unbuckle your seatbelt. the gentleman then asked, okay, but first, can you please call? I would like to speak to your supervisor. So right here is when the officer could have and should have called a supervisor. And he goes, oh, we'll do that after. And he goes, well, can you at least radio your supervisor first? So right at this moment, the only thing that the gentleman was asking for, he wasn't saying he wasn't going to comply. All he was saying is, before I step out of this car, before I unbuckle this seatbelt, and am no longer, and this is the subtext, I'm no longer in the purview of my camera, can you please, for my well-being, because I am the individual who is also a citizen of the United States, and I at least have some modicum of understanding what the law is, call your supervisor. The second he said that, officer began to argue with him, and he said, I just want you to call your supervisor. And then the female officer then pulled the gun on him. Now, the gentleman was in clear view. Both windows were rolled down as per the police asking on both sides. So he was in clear view. There was at least three officers watching him. He began to get argumentative, which, here's the thing. We give the police respect, and I have nothing against police in general. Keywords, in general. But you do not, you should be respectful and nice to police officers, because that is the human being and decent thing to do to another individual, another human being. However, whether they like it, whether I like it, whether anybody likes it or not, you are not required to treat anybody with respect. You're not required to talk to anybody with respect. That is your choice, and you have the freedom to not do it if you so choose. However, that's not what he was doing. He was simply asking for a supervisor. Gun is pulled on him. He's then asked to step out the car. They handcuff him. And the one thing that stood out for me is the kind of like, we were trying to do this low key. And he's like, well, yeah, that's nice. By pulling a gun to my head, all he wanted was a supervisor. Eventually, it goes to court, and he wins the court case because of that footage. So, a couple things I want to point out here. One, someone could easily watch this and then go, for whatever reason, oh, well, he should have done this, that, and this. No. He did everything that he was required to and needed to do by law. We are American citizens. We live in this country. And here's the thing. If you are a public servant, whether you're a police officer, a firefighter, a garbage man, president of the United States, you are a public servant and you work for the American people. And here's the main aspect. You are to be held to a higher standard for whatever your job is. It's just that simple. Whether you like it or not, you are to be held to a higher standard. As a police officer, you are supposed to be held to the highest standard when it comes to law, because it's your job to enforce it. As a politician, you're to be held to a higher standard in doing the will of your people, not just the person who has the most money that they give you. Again, you're going to hear in towards the end of this, I go on for days about this. Point is, these are trying times. There's not much I can do. Maybe there is more that I can do, but, you know, I will tell you right now, I'm not going to protest, mainly because for two reasons. One, here's the thing, everybody. Let's not forget, COVID-19 is still out there. It does not give a damn what race, creed, or color you are, or unfortunately, you know, what we're going through. So there's that. Stay safe too. I have kids, and one of the biggest fears I have is not growing up to see them grow up. So I personally will not be protesting because, you know, I could just as easily become one of those people. And all it takes is one wrong step or just one asshole cop. And then I am no longer able to be their father. Or I'm in jail and then no longer. There's any number of things. But this is something I can do. So I'm doing it. And you can judge me for it if you so choose. But here's the thing. If you're black, well, I hope you understand. Because I can't stop being black. I walk the streets, I will continue to be black. I come home, I'm still black. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode. Talk to Mr. Roland about things that are going on. And, yeah. I hope something good comes out of it. Something better in some way, shape, or form. And I hope it continues to get better. I hope whatever happens isn't just quick. Here you go, and then hope you shut up situation. Which, in all honesty, I don't see that it will be. But to give you an update on what has been going on by the time you're hearing this, three additional cops that stood around while George Floyd was killed by that one cop were arrested. They have since been released, I'm assuming on bail. They, for good or for bad, they're not going to have a free trial. Not free trial, fair trial. And here's the reason why. If they release these cops, if these cops are not sent to jail, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's fair or not, if they are not sent to jail, if you think all has broke loose, think all hell has broken loose. Yeah. Do I really have to point it out? And this is not me saying it as a threat or anything like that. This is me with eyes open, knowing what has happened and what more than likely will happen. So, anyway, stay safe out there. Enjoy the episode. Black Lives Matter. And yes, all lives matter, but Black lives, we're the ones in danger. So, take it easy. Enjoy the episode. Episode of the Broke Blurred Pod with Mr. Roland. Thank you.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I am your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. and Antonio Alcelaje, and with me today is
Roland.
Mr. Ron Culty took your spotlight. So you guys are going to be hearing this technically out of order. We had some saved up, but then the world, the apocalypse decided to speed things up. So this is going to be coming up. Who knows if you'll even hear the other ones. You know, in less than like a week, they're automatically out of date. Yeah.
I don't think things are too good.
No, they're not. Okay, so we'll start off with, like, I was just on stream with What Button, or Tree, who's our friend, fan of the show from Ireland, and she's a streamer, What Button Gaming 6DG, and they were streaming, and we're playing the Fortnite prop hunt, which is basically like a hide-and-go-seek. Anyway, someone came into the stream and accused him of stealing an emote or something, which is a Twitch thing. But more importantly, someone accused him of being racist in saying the N-word. What was actually said, one of the other streamers, part of them that plays, their tag name is News. Like, there's News in their name. So someone said, ah, News. And the person said that they said the N-word. So, yeah, ah, News is the new N-word. So from now on, anytime you see a black person, be like, yo, what's up, my Newsy? And we had some fun with that for about an hour. And then, hold on. And then that person, or one of the people, said that black people don't understand the power or the meaning or how bad that word is or something along those lines.
What was that again?
So someone was talking to one of the other people playing the game, who their tag name is News. It's something okay. News. And they said, ah, News. But they were saying News. They were like, say, ah, News, da-da-da-da-da. And apparently they said, oh, you said the N-word. And then later on,
who said the N-word?
No one. The word they said was News. They said that somebody in part of What Button's channel said News. Now, keep in mind, the whole time I'm there playing the game with them. Okay. And apparently someone dropped the N-bomb being ah, News. The word was literally, they said ah, News. That was what was said. And apparently they said that. They said the N-word, which we're not on stream, so I can say it. The word is nigger. Nigger, nigga, nig-nig. Any variation of that is the word that we're looking for here. But apparently, ah, News sounds just like that. But then, as we, because we were just clowning them, like, heavily, you know, what's up, my newsies, yo. You know, just, we're probably going to make a t-shirt of it. And then, you know, as we're going on, then they made a comment saying that black people don't understand the power of that word or something along those lines. Now, more than likely, the person who said this is half my age, but of course, they have more of an understanding of what the N-word is, because it's not like I was like 7 or 8 years old the first time that it was said to me.
Boys, hold on. There's a lot of things going on right now. What power are we talking about here?
You know, the power of the N-word. You know, how...
Right. Wait. Wasn't that a derogatory statement or derogatory word used against black people for many years?
I don't know. I don't understand it, so I can't tell you. Apparently, I don't...
No. I'm trying to figure out where the power?
Well, I don't know if you specifically said power, but it was we don't understand the meaning behind something along. Either way, we don't understand.
Okay, so then technically, by saying that we don't understand, and there's another meaning.
No, I think there's more to it. There's the same meaning. It's just that as black people, we just don't get it. We don't get that word. We don't comprehend.
It's okay
exactly.
To be. It's okay to be used then.
No, we can't use it at all, apparently, or any, just we just don't understand, you know. The N-word is the N-word, and we just can't grasp things about it, apparently. I don't know. Including how to say it properly, since ah, News is apparently how you properly say it. I guess that's why we don't understand. So yeah, that happened like an hour ago. So that was
what kind of idiots are you talking to? What what idiots?
Yeah. Well, they're you said exactly that. Yeah. So what we think, more than likely, giving them the benefit of the doubt, I think they
No.
They thought that What Button stole one of their things or whatever. And I think they're just trying to pile on because they have no actual argument. So, you know, when people don't have an actual argument, they try to call somebody a racist or some other bullshit that doesn't really hold water.
Yeah, to engage a argument.
Yeah, which, yeah, it fell on deaf ears and we just clowned them. And now we have a new word and merch is coming soon.
I don't think that's going to stick.
What? What's up, my newsies, yo?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to stick.
But in more important news, yeah, we are currently living in a police state, apparently, not state specific, because, you know, in general, the country. So what do you think? I mean, last time we talked, we were talking about how crappy it is, what happened and everything. And then the next thing we knew, peaceful protests along with riots.
Can we say any good news? Can we?
Well, the three additional cops got arrested, and the first cop is now, instead of third degree murder, it's going to be second degree murder.
Okay. And
that's pretty much. I mean, people are coming together. Of course, racists are becoming more racist, and. But
people are coming together.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, so in all honesty, the biggest problem or downside with this is that peaceful protesters have been getting abused left and right by law enforcement. And it's not up for debate. It's literally what's happened. Anybody listening to this, you know, on the off chance you are listening to this that doesn't believe me, send me a message. I will gladly send you footage of people non-deserving just minding their own business or protesting, which we have a right. It's actually part of our constitutional right to protest. And they're getting pepper sprayed, pushed down on the ground, you know, old men, old white guys. And that's the thing. It's not even just like black people. Actually, most of the time I've seen it, it's been a lot of white people have been getting beat up by the cops.
That's what I'm hearing all over the place is that. And then you know that I live in a predominantly black neighborhood now.
Yeah.
With all the houses that are coming up, they're actually owned by black people. So I have conversations with educated black people, and they're saying that same thing. They're saying that it's just a bunch of white people acting like fools. And I agree.
Well, you're doing the looting. Most of the looting is all by white people. Here's the thing, most of the looting is by white people. But here's the thing. The people who are getting attacked by the cops aren't the looters. In all honesty, from most of the footage and everything I've seen, at least initially, the cops have not been doing anything to the looters.
Yeah, well, it's easier to pepper spray someone that's not doing anything than someone that is, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they've let the looters do whatever, and it's the big conspiracy. This is what they want, but at the same time, like literally, they let looters run rampant, and then the people who are peacefully protesting, like. We'll get specific. President Trump, he wanted to have a photo op because the night before he was the lights were off in the White House and he was inspecting the bunker in the White House because that's what presidents do. They inspect their bunker. They have Secret Service and people who are qualified for that, but. He wanted to make sure to do that right now. So that's what he was doing. He wasn't hiding. He was inspecting the bunker. But the next day to show whatever the fuck he deems his strength, he then wanted to take a photo op across the street at a boarded up church with a Bible. Not his Bible, a Bible. It specifically asked, is that your Bible? It's a Bible. And before that, in order, you know, honestly, he had to come out there So before that, there was a bunch of peaceful protesters outside the White House that the cops then proceeded to abuse and pepper spray and beat so that he could come out and take his picture, including one of the people who was pepper sprayed was the pastor of said church, who was out there passing around food and water to the peaceful protesters. But he got that picture. Wasn't a good picture, but he got it.
You see, I'm not saying much, right?
Yeah. Speak your mind.
Voice, if I could tell you what's on my mind.
Please do.
You know,
No one has asked the Puerto Ricans what they think.
I guess, you know, believe me, you don't want to know. Because for some reason, oh my God. I don't even know what the fuck is going on right now. I don't. You know, my main concern too right now is that what is next? What's next?
Yeah.
You know? And then I'm just saying to myself, okay, you know how it's always said that things will get worse before they get better?
Yeah.
Are we at the worst point or are we still going?
I don't know. And honestly, I don't know because here's the thing. Here's the bigger.
Let me just start off with this, too. Just one of the first things that I'm thinking about. Have just to bring up some old shit, like I like to say, you know, why you bringing up some old shit? Mm-hmm. But did we have any spikes in coronavirus?
Yes, we have. Since
the protesting has been going on.
Where is it? Yes, we have. However, here's the thing, because it's reported that there's spikes, but in all honesty, the spikes coincide with the openings, because you got to remember the gestation for corona is about 2 weeks. So the openings happen, then the protests happen. Now they're showing more cases, but we can't yet attribute that to the rallies and the protests and the rioting because the gestation period started before all this. So what we're seeing now is because of the openings, but they're going to attribute it to the riots and all that.
We know that.
Yeah.
But my whole point of it is that...
Oh, yeah. Corona don't care.
Yeah. Corona doesn't care. And neither do we care that Corona was a thing. But I will say this.
Majority of the protesters are wearing masks.
They're wearing masks.
But of course, there's a bunch of people that aren't. So, yeah.
It's just, I guess, so you can see my point on what I'm saying is that I don't think anything fucking matters anymore. And I don't know what the fuck people are thinking. But, for instance, we've been dealing with these issues for a long time, including this virus, and including police killing black people for no fucking reason as well. I think we've been dealing with that for way longer than what people are, you know, believing or even thinking about. It's almost like, for some reason, the white people are now saying, oh, it's like this?
Yes, that's pretty much what's happening.
What the fuck have we been saying our whole lives that it's like that? So what is the whole surprise? I don't get... Again, this man should have never been killed. Don't get me wrong. He should have never been killed. And in the manner that he was killed as well, I had rather him take a bullet than the way he was killed. I had rather the cop shoot him down, and I'm sorry for saying that, but I had rather that than him suffering the way he did.
Yeah, it's a quicker death. If there's going to be a death, it is a quicker
death. Because
it's, both are unjustified in the end.
Right. Because, I'm not justifying the actual killing. I'm just saying you could have did it in a better manner, my dude. You could have done it better than the way you did do it.
There are now reports that they actually, before where we saw him on the ground, they actually put him in the back of the police car and roughed him up first. Beforehand.
Let's get something straight here, too. This cop was going to kill this man regardless.
Yeah.
And that was the gist of what he was thinking. So in the manner that he killed him is why I feel that he's just a fucking animal, because unfortunately, this has been going on for centuries. And guess what, guys, this is what the black folk have been talking about. I mean, what else do you want? What else do you want from this? The thing that is bothering me, though, is the fact of you have the white people that are looting and doing a lot of damage, and you also have other idiots out there that are trying to start rioting. You know, like they'll do something stupid and hopefully get a rise out of the crowd to make the crowd start going, and it's usually a white person that then starts to black people up.
In general, they are called Asian provocateurs.
There you go. Okay, so there's even a name for them right now. So then, you know, but then what bothers me, though, at the end of all of this, at the end of all of it, even if we see it with our own eyes, of that white people are actually doing more of the damage than the black people, we're still going to blame the black people. I don't know why everyone thinks that this is going to change something. It's not. It's not. I don't know. It's been going on for too many years and still hasn't changed, and nobody has done anything about it. And matter of fact, we're now joking about a lot of times when, like when Rodney King got his ass beat on fucking camera, nothing was done then. I don't see anything happening now. I mean,
here's the thing. I can't tell you when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but this is why something is going to happen, is because this is the first time in our history of being alive that the whole world, much like coronavirus, the whole world is protesting.
You know what, boys? Now that you say that, yes. And you know what? That's absolutely true. This has went global. And for some reason, it just has a higher impact as far as repercussion on either end, whether it's good or bad. It's global. I guess that's what the difference is between your Rodney King, let's say. And I'm not taking anything away from this man. It's just the fact is that it's just it is what it is. And because it's global right now, I would say that's your only difference. I mean, really?
And here's the there's a few aspects of this I want to bring up. One, the reason why I think something's going to come of this is specifically because
what?
Oh, I don't have no clue. They have to have police reform. That's one big issue, because the problem with police, you can be a good cop. However, the problem with a lot of good police officers, or at least some is they let the bad police officers be the bad police officers, and they say nothing.
Sorry, dude, but the police is a legal gang, dude. It's a legal fucking gang.
Yeah.
They do the most damage and the most fucking crimes on this planet. There is nothing else we can do about that. Fuck the fact that black people are always looked at doing a crime and shit. Forget about all of that. Your fucking police are the ones that do way more shit than any fucking race.
Yeah.
So where is this really going to go? That's my question. It's just
what I from what they're trying to do, one is or at least what they should do, is they're trying to make it that these protections that police have when they commit crimes and they're just fired or put on suspension, where that's not going to be the case anymore. This is what they need to do, where you commit a crime, you go to jail. It doesn't matter if you're on a police union. Like the police union, I'm sorry, it's no law. Like maybe there are good reasons to have a police union in actual situations where it's a good cop doing the right thing and
it gets misconstrued.
And being misconstrued or wrongly accused. However, unfortunately, I'm speculating, but that's probably 1% of the current situation.
Okay, yeah. It does happen. It does happen. You can't tell me that every fucking cop is out there to fucking just kill people. No.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay? There is fucking cops that are out there that actually just want to do... See, there's different types. There's the cop that just wants to do his job. He just wants to punch in and punch out. That's it. Doesn't care about anything else. He just wants to do his job. And literally just wants to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Then you have your other cops that want to take over power. They want the power. Then you have your cops that have had no power when they was a kid, got beat up, bullied, even fucking all kinds of shit, and they become cops so they can beat up the world. Right?
Yeah.
So then you also have your racist cops. You have racist cops. You have black cops that don't like white people. And you have white cops that do not like black people.
And you have black cops that don't like black people.
I mean, yeah. Well, there you go. Hey,
we can't forget. But then there are also actual people who become cops because they actually want to help people, actually believe in the rule of law. Like, okay, for instance, one of the podcasts I listen to is the Titus podcast, and his wife, Rachel Ray Bradley.
You know what voice though, but I feel that just on what you said right there, I feel that most cops now will go in there thinking the same thing. I want to help my community. I want to do things the right way. The shit that they deal with, though, I think changes the way they feel about this world.
Well, not even just that. It's okay. So like I said, I listened to the podcast, the Titus podcast, and they've been a voice champion how messed up this is in general. And here's the thing: both of them are white. Rachel is from, I think, originally Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So she hears it on both sides. She has those people who support Trump and those who don't, mostly support Trump. However, one of her family members, I'm pretty sure it might be her brother that she's referring to, but one of her family members is a police officer, and their supervisor wanted them to do, they didn't go into detail, but the supervisor wanted them to do something that they refused to do because they
were against
it as morally wrong or illegal or whatever. Right. And because of that, basically, their bulletproof vest that they had put in a request for was delayed.
Okay.
And then when they finally got it, it was oversized, leaving a lot of areas open where, you know, whole part about a bulletproof vest.
So basically, rendered useless.
Yeah. And that's the problem is, you can be a good cop, but if you're a good cop, the problem is maybe you get called for backup, and because you're a good cop and won't let bad cops do what they're doing, then you don't get the backup you need.
Let me give you a scenario and see what you think. Now, just on your mindset yourself, boys, me and you are cops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Me and you are in our SWAT car.
we're chilling. We'll probably be doing what? Probably eating lunch.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I go out and I start having a bad day, first of all. I'm having a bad day right from the door. Okay? My attitude is obviously going to be different from yours. Right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking. So if my attitude is changed and altered, yours is not. You're having a good day. You had a good sandwich. You got some ass last night. Mm-hmm. Everything's going pretty good for you. Okay? Not me. I'm going through a divorce. I'm having a bad fucking day. And my house got robbed. All right? I'm just trying to just paint a picture so that we can just see. So we're going out there. We're patrolling the streets. Okay? We see a prostitute. Okay? Normally, what do you think me and you as cops would do on our everyday life? Right? Would we bother prostitutes, me and you?
Generally, no. No.
Okay. And you're no, and I really believe that that's the truth. I really believe that me and you would probably, I mean, the only way that we would really concern ourselves with a prostitute is if that we catch the thing
in the act. Like, come on, man. Right. Right. I'm right here.
Yeah, right, right. That kind of deal. That kind of deal. Okay.
It's on your plate. Go eat.
But now I see one. Well, we both see one.
I cut it up.
And I get out and I tell you, let's bust her balls. You're not feeling this way though.
Yeah.
You know? So do you tell me no? Let's keep moving, or am I doing what I'm legally supposed to do?
Well, see, here's the thing. There's a couple aspects of it. In our situation, me and you, it being me and you in our relationship, I would tell you, no, let's leave her the fuck alone because it's me and you. But the problem is you'll usually have a more experienced cop with a rookie cop. And in this situation, you're the experienced cop and I'm the rookie cop. So in that situation, I listen to the experienced cop.
Right. You're absolutely right. So then, but would you tell me, because I'm doing everything legal, correct?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong at this point. Do you think as a cop, though, you would tell me like, yo, leave her the fuck alone?
As a cop, it's a different, that's the hard part. It's a different scenario. But then again, the answer to that is that's why we're not cops.
Right.
Because we, you know, like, here's the thing. You're my brother. So in all honesty, there's really not much you can do. There's only like a select few things that you could really do.
Right.
Where I would not let it stand.
I'm going to back you up. Is my point. I'm going to back you up no matter what. Okay? So if you're having a bad day, I'm going to back you up. That's my job. As let's put the cop thing aside now. As you being my brother, I have to back you up. So if you're having a bad fucking day and me or you, it's just the same as us being out in a bar and you're just picking a fucking fight with anybody just because you want to, I'm going to back you up.
Like, fuck, I guess we're fighting now.
I'm going to back you up. Therefore, I think, generally speaking, instead of me telling you, you know, no or whatever the case may be, obviously I would tell you, yo, just, boys, come on, stop. There's no reason for it or whatever. But you've already picked a fight. Now, me and you get into this fight with these heads or head, whatever. And we beat the fucker down, or, you know, we beat a couple heads down, however you want to put it. I backed you up, right? Now we both get locked up. Who's going to jail?
Both of us or me?
Well, see why'd you say that?
Because I'm black.
Very good. Very good. So the reason why I'm bringing this all up is because I keep hearing that the black officers, okay, Also, go and watch sometimes these white officers doing shit like that to black people and just condone it, or not so much condone it, but back up their partner.
Yeah.
Is
the fraternal order of police,
right,
brotherhood. The
now, is that officer. Black officer doing anything wrong there? Is my question.
If the technically, yeah, if the officer in question that they're backing up is doing something wrong, then yes, they are. Whether it's understandable or not, yes, they are. But see, that's also the point, is that if you're going to be a police officer, whether you like it or not, you have to be held to a higher standard, period. Like, that's, if you're any type of social servant or a public, if you're any type of public servant, in the category that you're a public servant in, you are required to be held to a higher standard. If you're a police officer, you have to follow the rules of the law to the T, or at least use your judgment where you're not a dick about it. Hell, if you're a garbage man, don't be throwing shit on the ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
No matter what, you're a public official or public servant. You are required to do those jobs. You are required and expected to be held and acted.
Because here's another thing. See, my mind, and I'm sorry, people, if I'm not making any fucking sense right now, because I have my mind fucking going every fucking direction right now. And especially right now, and it's only because, you know, I have been dealing with this my whole life, plus majority of my family and friends are not white. They are brown colored. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're black, but they are brown.
Yeah.
So I deal with this on a daily basis in my whole life as well. So it just bothers me when I see also posts of people putting up where they had that little white boy that went around and killed fucking mad heads with a sniper. He was a sniper dude. And yeah, then they show the cops giving him a drink of water instead of arresting him. Well, he was already arrested. He's sitting by the car on the ground, yeah, not beat up. Nothing's wrong with it, the officer handing him a glass of water. Then you see a couple of the other bombers, a couple of other people that have done famous, I'm saying, you know,
yeah,
people that have done some crazy shit that were white, how they were treated when they were arrested. Okay. Then obviously they show this latest man that has been fucking killed.
I know exactly the push referred
savagely
to.
Then they show him and he's saying, I can't breathe, and he's being killed. Right? Why? Well, though? What the fuck? Why?
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that, which I want to make clear, which when I see that, I always post the same thing. Them, whether people like it or not, those murderers getting the glass of water and being treated with some modicum of respect.
Respect, yeah. Let's just say the word, boys.
Yeah.
With respect.
But here's the thing. The problem isn't that they're being treated with respect, because technically that is how everybody under the law should be treated.
Yes.
It's not that they should be beat up or strangled or anything like George Floyd or any other black person. It's that everybody should be treated with the same amount of respect. You do your job.
And see,
you detain the prisoner, you put them in the car, you process them, you take them to jail.
Right. See, and this is where I think that we have it fucked up. Okay. Because generally speaking, this shit would stop if there was a rule or law. Okay. Doesn't matter your color or sex. Okay. If you are shooting back at the cops, they are to kill you, dead, done, shoot you. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why we have it fucked up. Because then we say, you can't just do that. You can't just do that. Okay, so then what we do is we leave it up to the cop now on to whether or not he should be shot dead or
do we have to bring this guy in civil?
Well, see, here's the thing.
And he's shooting at the fucking cops.
Well, see, here's the thing. One of the bigger issue, one of the issues, is that police officers are trained to shoot center mass.
Right. That's for a non-kill shot.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
But at the same time, they're not allowed. Like, okay, for instance, my stepbrother, Emmanuel's son, Manny, he used to be a police officer. He used to be a state trooper. He got let off the force. You know why? He was chasing after somebody, and I can't remember the specifics, but I'm pretty sure the dude grabbed the gun. You know what my brother did?
What'd he do?
Chopped the fucking fingers off.
Okay.
But because it wasn't center mass, he got in trouble for it and kicked off the force.
Okay.
Okay.
Just my point.
So, as much as the my point is, in general, let's be honest, there are other ways to stop an assailant other than death.
There,
if you're properly trained.
There.
And that's the problem is there a lot of them aren't. Like if you watch a lot of the guy who got shot in his car when he told the officer, "I have a license to carry my weapon."
Absolutely.
And the guy freaked out and shot him because he was not properly trained.
Okay, here's my story on that too, because you can hear different, obviously different versions of that, right? Mm-hmm. The guy had the license to carry. I'm just saying this is what I heard, okay?
Yeah.
Had the license to carry. Gun was legal. He ran.
That's a different one.
That's a different one altogether?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one I'm talking about. He was in his car. He was with his girlfriend and his kid.
Okay, no, all right. Then no, I did not hear that one. I heard the one. The guy had license to carry, all that other good shit, and he ran.
I think that one might be the one where the guy where there was one. And see, here's another example of the problem is that we're getting our police brutalities mixed up. Just the fact that we're like, no, not that one. The other one. The other time they shot the black guy. Oh, yeah. There was one specifically where the one I'm talking about, he was in the car. They were pulled over. He said, "Officer, I just want to let you know that I do have a firearm. I do have a license to carry. I'm going to get my wallet." Which, here's the thing. When you're pulled over by the police officer, what are you required to do?
Tell him that you are armed.
And then what are you required to give the police officer?
Your information and your piece.
And where do most people, before we even get to the piece, where do most people keep their, other than their registration, where do you usually keep your license?
Well, generally, you keep it in your wallet.
Either way, you most likely have to, you can't just be like, poof, and it appears. You have to somehow reach for it in some way, shape, or manner. In this particular video, he tells the officer, "I have a firearm. I'm reaching for my information." And he's like, "Don't reach for the gun." He's like, "I'm reaching for my information. Don't reach for, I'm reaching for my information." And then he shot. The guy freaks the fuck out and shoots him. Which, first off, one, here's why. Here's why that officer is not properly trained is because in general, let's stage the scenario. Person's in the car with the seatbelt on, okay? And then there's officers on either side. He doesn't obviously have the gun on him specifically, but let's say he did have the gun on his person hidden somewhere. Exactly how much of a chance, sitting in his car with the seatbelt on, with the steering wheel in front of him, somebody to the right of him, somebody to the left of him, exactly how much of a chance does he have to reach for his gun, be able to pull it out, and then aim at a police officer without the officer actually being able to see the firearm?
Boys, you got me right from the door. If I was a police officer and the man says, "I have a firearm," That's the guy that's not going to do nothing to you.
Yeah.
So why would you even get nervous? Or even, matter of fact, I would be more calm with him, simply because he told me right off the door he had a firearm. So why would I be nervous with that guy? What would make me nervous about him? That's it.
Well, he's black.
That's it.
Of course.
So I don't think that every rule applies to everyone or everything applies to everyone. It doesn't. Just frankly, it doesn't. It doesn't. And just because right now we're going through all this bullshit right now, we always have, and racism will always be here. Unfortunately.
I heard an interesting, somebody made an interesting point. One of the YouTube channels I watch, Inside Gaming, which I want to give a shout out. You know, we're still small, so it doesn't really matter. But still, I want to give a shout out because through all this, they decided to invite, they talk about video games, but they decided to this week, each day, have someone who's a black content creator, writer, or such on the show. And they have them, you know, just like normal. They speak the news stories. And then at the end, they have them say whatever they want to say. And they made a point that the problem is people say that the law is broken. The law, and this is the point where they made it, I was like, holy shit. The law's not broken. The law is exactly doing what it was set up to do. That's the problem with the law. It's not that it's broken. The law is working exactly as it was intended to work. And that is the problem with the law.
It's old.
Not that it's broken. It's that it's working. It's working exactly
it's also, as it is set up it's to also work. Outdated, and we need to rewrite things. This thing that it becomes, once it's law, it is law. You cannot live life that way. You know what I'm saying? So unfortunately, people that think that it's going to be law, it's you can change them. They have to be. What's up? I don't have any. I don't have any defrosted.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we need to, you know, and then it's just, I don't even know what the fuck we can do to fix things. Unfortunately, though, I don't think racism is going anywhere. And here, you know, I'll give you an example of what I'm going through right now. And this is right now, currently, in my establishment where I am right now. I have a lot of,
oh, God.
A lot of people moving out right now. Okay. And generally speaking, when I moved into this little community right here, it was generally all white people on the side that I'm on, besides this, I don't want to say the side, because technically the side that I am on, we have more black owners than we do white. So what I mean is, the house next to me, the house, my next door neighbor, plus my neighbor, then two houses down from that, plus another house down from that on the same side I am, are black. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 houses on my side of the block. You understand what I mean? And I have 4 black owners here. Everything was cool. Nobody was moving out before. Okay? It stayed cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know damn well behind me, voice, I had no construction going on prior to this a couple months ago, right? No houses were built. Yep. Now I have literally, I would say, about 20 houses, okay? And what I can tell you is, I would say 17 to 16 of them are black people. Why am I having so many people move out right now?
I don't know.
Is it just coincidence that they've have been here for over 20 something years? And I'm hearing that most of the people that are leaving have been here for more than 20 years with no issues, no problems, no nothing, love where they live. And now that this new construction is being built,
I'm having everyone move out. Why is that? Within the past 2 months, I have seen 6 families move out of this neighborhood. And just so happens, they're white. Yeah.
Wait. They're all white?
Just so happens that they're all white.
Nah.
Is that coincidence? You really think so?
Could be.
Or do you think that they're saying there goes the fucking neighborhood?
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
So I can't say specific. Because here's the thing. Some of them, it may be a situation where they no longer need, you know, you downsize. You get older. You live here 20 years. Mm-hmm. Kids are out. I don't need to be paying as much.
Now, here's where.
Or the property value has gone up enough that I can actually finally sell this house.
Here's where that would be a valid reason. Okay. The valid reason would be is that I would not have that many people doing it at the same time, boys. Within 2 months, I have 6 families that have moved out of here, and we have another for sale sign up as we speak. So that will be 7 within 2 months. Within this 2 months, I've had 20 houses built, and 17 of them are black families. What are we doing? What's going on in my fucking neighborhood right now? I'm happy. And you know why I'm happy? You know me. You know why I'm happy?
Yeah.
This makes me want to stay unfortunately, the way the other way.
Hold on. That reminds me of Joe Rogan tells a story because he's originally from New Jersey. He was born in Jersey. His grandparents lived in Newark, New Jersey. And back when they tried they call it blockbusting, where basically they did it in Patterson and everything, where basically black people move in and they try to get the white people to be like, oh, the black people move in. I can't remember specifically how it went. But anyway, somebody came to his grandfather's house and was like trying to convince him to sell because they used the excuse, well, there are black people moving in. And his grandfather was like, so I like black people. He's like, and I like black people. I'm not going anywhere. And I just think that just reminds me of that.
I even like it more when black people are buying the home too. Because let me tell you this too. Because whether we want to be racist or not or whatever, there are bad people in every fucking race. That's just a known fact. I mean, but obviously we're discussing the black issue right now. But that makes me even want to stay here even more. And only because I got some diversity here versus being with just white people everywhere. It doesn't do me any good. I like to have black people, white people, Chinese people, Indian people, fucking maybe not the Indians because they like to buy every fucking house. That's just what it is. So, and it's the same thing. Like if I see a Jew, I'm like, oh shit, here we go. That just means that they're going to buy up every other fucking house that isn't built yet. That, you know, so all the remaining ones.
Yeah.
But I mean, can't blame them because if we had the money, any other race would do the same as well. My point is just that these people are running out of their homes, dude. Because there's a bunch, I'm sorry, dude, and I don't give a fuck, and I don't really know the reason, and I don't. But the only thing that I can gather from what is happening right now is they're running because we're getting overpopulated by black people. So, unfortunately, they're leaving.
Yeah.
I think they're dumb for doing it. And I just don't get it. But.
Here's the biggest, the problem is that it's ignorance. They don't understand. And one of the things they don't understand is it's one thing an 11th, you know, Patterson and 11th Ave. That's one thing. It is what it is. It's the ghetto. It's always been a ghetto. However, one thing that is true with black and Hispanics and Latinos or whatever is specifically if we move into a nice place,
we'll be damned if some motherfuckers that look like us is going to come
that's
in
just my
and
point.
Fuck it up for the rest
that
of us.
That is just my point. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, boys.
We
These
don't
black
let
people that are moving you know, in are going to take care of their house better than anybody on this fucking block. Because they're going to be damned if someone is going to come in here and fuck them up. No, this is going to be the perfect motherfucking world right here. Not only that, right.
Yeah.
Right.
You think I spent,
not only that,
I spent this much money
that,
in this house?
We're going to take care of each other here. So go ahead. Go, white people. Go. Go. If that's the way you feel you need to do and you need to get out, you're getting scared or whatever the fucking fact is, you're scared. I don't, you got the wrong shit. You got the wrong type of black people that are coming in here. And I think that that's where they're mistaken. And that's the part of the issue too. Yeah. Do they have an uncle or maybe even a son that's out there doing crimes? Absolutely. So do we. So do we.
You do too.
So do
yeah,
everybody.
Right. Pick a cousin. But here's another thing. Another aspect of it is, and this goes for poor white people, along with just black people in general, is a lot of times, one, you factor in, we are not fully developed as human beings with having the brain capacity to not do stupid shit until we're like 25. And unfortunately, in our neighborhoods, a lot of black people, we get caught up on the shit before we're 25. You were one of the people
right.
who got caught up on it before you were 18. I want another little bite. And it's not that you're a bad, you were a kid. You fucking didn't have a fully developed brain. And then it just kind of spirals and keeps going and keeps going. Whereas, lucky for them, and I don't want this for them, but lucky for them, a lot of white people are lucky enough to be in a situation where they're able to prevent their children and family members from going down that road.
Is this the cheesy popcorn?
So, you know, yes, there probably is more black people. Some, but doesn't mean that even the ones that go to jail are necessarily bad. It's that they got caught up in the system. And once you're in the system, whether it be the prison system or adoption, once you're in the system, it's hard to get out of the system.
That is true to the fullest.
You actually have to work. Like, you actually have to work harder to get out of the system than it is
to
stay out of
the system.
It's
so easy
to get
in the system. It's very easy. Open door going that way.
Yeah.
Not an open door going the other way.
Like speaking of, like, well, I want to point out, I don't remember the officer's name, but I want to point out a good cop. Because Heldon police aren't necessarily the best police officers. However, the time when I got arrested, I got arrested because I fit the profile. And it wasn't the cop being a dick, in all honesty. I fit the profile. I went home and I changed into jeans, blue jeans, and a t-shirt, and a white t-shirt. The cop literally just did his job. He didn't even handcuff me. He asked me to come in the car. He let Steve, my friend, sit back there with me. And he brought us to the guy. He was like, it's probably going to be nothing. And the guy looked in the car, and he mistakenly identified me as the person because I was black. But here's what I want to point out. The cop that arrested me, the reason why he's one of the good cops is because when it was time to go to the court for it, he's the one who convinced the guy to drop the charges. He's the one who convinced him that this kid has no record. I happened to pick him up because he fit the description, but yeah,
how
like,
old
he convinced
you,
like
man,
this
voice?
Is not the guy. He's like, I was 17 when it happened, about 18 when I actually
okay.
went to court.
So they no that, 18 that's
or 17.
No.
Either way,
that's a big deal. That's a big deal because if you were 17 when it happened, and by the time you went to court, you were 18. It was so that they can try you as an adult. So they postponed it all the way until your birthday came along. And that's exactly, and the reason why I'm saying this is because that's exactly what happened to me. I got tried, did the crime when I was 17 years old. They waited that almost complete year for my birthday to come for them to then put it into trial.
And that's exactly what happened. So I was tried as an adult, because now I'm 18, for the crime that I committed when I was 17. So that is a thing. That's why I'm just saying to you that is it's actually pretty damn important, the fact that it happened when you were 17 and not 18.
Yeah, and had this white cop. He was a white cop, and he was that.
Do you remember
cop
his name?
When,
do you remember his name? When we pretty good.
I don't remember his name. I'm gonna tell you which one it was. And again, we were not
at some point or another
breaking the law. Because this we were hotboxing the time with Don Bosco and everything. He was the cop that said, "See, I don't have to smoke weed because all I have to do is stick my head in the window." And get a contact time for you guys. So it was cool. That specific cop. That white
dude. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and he used his judgment. Now, he had to be there because at that time when we all got pulled over, it wasn't just him that was there. It was the police chief or the captain or whoever the fuck it was of Helden that pulled up with us. And to their credit, you know, they did kind of, you know, they didn't find anything. And they, you know, again, we had weed on us. We just hit it really well. And they couldn't find it. But on the same token, as much as they may have profiled us, which they specifically did, because up to that point, as far as they knew, we hadn't done anything. We literally just pulled over and were using a payphone. So in that sense,
I mean,
maybe not the best reason, because we know now, older, being the age that we are now, we know legally
there
is no reason for them to bother.
Now
us,
you can go on many different aspects of that. When because this happened to me as well, and that's why it bothers me pretty good, and it's only because you know that my father lived in Helden, you know that I didn't do too well in Helden. So I really couldn't go there that much. And I would get pulled over every day going to my father's house. So literally, if I went to my father's house, I'm just going to paint a picture for the audience. There was a hill, almost like a fucking 90% degree hill. It was good size hill. And that was the hill to my father's house. They would literally wait until I would get to that hill to pull me over. Okay. Then we had a new guy that was on the force, and I guess he was told to pull me over every time he sees me, just so that they can, because they might get lucky with me. You know what I'm saying? So, Helden, nothing was going on but us. You know what I'm saying? So, in order for you to get a bus or to get something good going, is you're going to fuck around with the same, because it's a small place with no trouble.
Which is
where
right
there, where
next
there is
to
trouble,
the place
right?
with all the but trouble. Like there was Patterson, then Prospect Park, and then Helden. So Helden being the, you know, air quotes, whitest, nicest neighborhood, Prospect Park being a little bit of the mid grade, and then Patterson being the worst. And here's the thing: fortunately or unfortunately, depending on, you know, we're just gonna be honest, depending on, you know, if you want to get your dicks up, most of the white chicks in Helden like the people from Patterson. Just because they weren't supposed to.
And back to my point on what I'm saying is that I got pulled over one time. I was in my red Civic. You remember that car, right, boys? The red Civic? Red Civic. Got pulled over. Yep. And the cop said to me, he said, I fit the description of someone that stole a car. I'm about in my 20. When I had that car, and I've just found it really fucking in my car. The description of the car that he was talking about was a totally different red Civic. The reason why I'm saying red Civic too is because you really can't mistake a red car, period, out of another kind of car or car. I mean, if you say
Or specifically, this was back in the day when
Civics had a specifically distinct look from every other vehicle. Now they you can
absolutely
mistake a Civic for another vehicle with current models.
Right.
Back then,
and even those that didn't even know the Civic, they knew what a Civic looked like.
Plus, not to mention, you're Puerto Rican. You have fucking Puerto Rican flags all over that damn thing. So, unless another Puerto Rican reported their Civic being stolen, then that car most likely did not fit the description.
So, like, I mean, if you're saying red Civic, then I can understand. Okay, you can pull me over. So I asked the cop, and I don't even know. And I remember this only because I knew this cop didn't know me. And this is why. I knew all the guys on the force. I knew them all. So, So, I knew them all.
There were like 10
of
them.
They always harassed me. Some of them were cool. Some of them weren't. Okay? But I knew them. It's over for. Because I...
How you doing, everybody? I just want to thank you for listening to the Broke Blurred Pod. If you want to support the show, got an easy way you can do it. If you like video games, some of you know I'm a streamer on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/savagevoice. Well, what you can do, go to the Epic Games store online. Just put in Epic Games in Google. And whenever you check out, whatever game you're checking out, if you want to buy the new Animal Crossing, what have you, put in code SAVAGEVOICE. Costs you nothing extra and, you know, helps out the show. Also, if you play Fortnite, when buying or purchasing your skins, same thing. Put in code, create a code Savage Voice, and you can help your boy out. Now back to the show.
Okay. All right, fine. All right.
Yeah.
I get pulled over. I know why, boys, because normally I wouldn't even say shit. I would let them tell me what the deal was. But I knew that this was bogus right off the door. For some reason, I just felt that. So I said to him, what did you pull me over for? You fit the description of someone that stole a car. Of course, right? Because I'm in my car. It says my name on it. It's registered to me. There's so many aspects of why this is my car.
Puerto Rican flag all over the place.
Right. So, okay, I fit the description. What kind of car was it? I ask him. I can't tell you that. Okay. License and registration. Wait a minute. If you're telling me that I fit the description of someone that just took a car, you're not going to be asking me of license and registration right now, aren't you? What would you do? Pull me in back of the car right now, right?
Please, I need you to step out the car.
Right. Right. But because you knew you were stopping me on some bogus shit and it didn't make any fucking sense, you just wanted to see who the fuck I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this, and he knew this. So pulls my license and registration. Everything checks out. Everything is good. It's my car. He says to me, have a nice day. I guess I was just supposed to accept that harassment.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. One of the issues is that a lot of people don't know the law. Like, we were told growing up that if you walk around, we believe this, if you're walking around and you don't have identification on you, that's illegal and you can be arrested. That's not the law. That's not true. You're not required to have any form of ID on you, and it's technically illegal for them to ask you, especially if you're not committing any type of crime.
You should have something,
but you
on
don't
you.
Have to is the point.
The reasoning for it, and this is the only part, killed or to happen where you it's I for
to identify you, yes.
So that's all.
But yeah, this is we're gonna end it here because your phone is messing up. But here's the point: main reason we're ending here is because we could talk about this tour blue in the face,
right? Like, and it's not gonna change nothing.
There's plenty of shit, but our point is we had to address this. I couldn't go too long without addressing it because God knows what will happen in a week from now. But to make the quick point that something's going to have to change only because things are not going – this is not going to stop anytime soon without some type of actual change because why would it? Why things are not going to slow down, especially when – unfortunately for the good cops, a lot of bad cops ramped it up by there being peaceful protests and then cops showing up and making it escalating the situation versus de-escalating the situation. A lot of cops have de-escalated, but even if one escalates the situation, that's one too many.
Right.
I could not do a pod about this just for the main fact of with all this George Floyd come out, I don't remember the gentleman's name. I have it posted on my YouTube page, but I saw a video where it wasn't his knee. He had the guy was down, face down. He wasn't moving, hand behind his back. Cop was on top of him and had his forearm, forearm and elbow down on the back of this guy's neck. And he and I, it literally made me cry because in the video it shows that, then it shows him in the ICU in the hospital bed, hooked up to ventilators and everything, and then it shows him coding, and it shows all the nurses and doctors trying to save his life, and then it shows him dying, and you see the nurse just look out the door and just shake their head no, and then you hear the screams and the crying in the background, and then right. They show that this guy was a decorated Army vet. They show him with pictures of with his platoon. They show him with pictures with President Obama. They show him as a father, and I don't know what he was pulled over for. I don't know what the crime they suspected him for. But the point was, regardless of any of it, you can't, I'm glad they put all that at the end because a lot of people would go, okay, what's his crime, yada, yada, yada. And then, okay, argue with that.
I don't know.
He's a war vet. So what's the reasoning behind this treatment from somebody who served the country, and maybe the cop who was responsible served the country as well, but at the same time, maybe he didn't. There's a good possibility that he didn't. And that this person, you go to the Army, you do deserve a little bit more respect, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go through that. I'm not going to put my life on the line where he did. And he came back, and this is how he was treated. And I'm not even 100% sure if he was fully black, because he could have been Hispanic. But the point is, he looks like he could be Elvin. That's what he looked like. He could be Elvin. He could be my cousin. He could be anybody's cousin. And that's just, George Floyd is one story. Just one. And that's the problem, is there's more than one. That's two stories. And then there was Breonna Taylor in her house sleeping. The cops bursted into the wrong house and shot her in her house.
I mean, what more?
So, I don't condone looting or rioting in any way, shape, or form. Don't break the law. However, revolutions and change historically, unfortunately, because of human nature, have not come peacefully.
I just want to say this too, just before the whole looting thing, and whatever, regardless if it's white people doing it more than black people or black people, whatever the fuck. Some people's argument though is that we've tried to do things peacefully for so long. Nothing has worked.
Colin Kaepernick,
nothing has worked.
Colin Kaepernick, right. Specifically. And to give full context, initially, to protest violence against black people. He just refused to. He just stood aside or stayed seated during the national anthem and everything like that.
Right.
And then he asked. There was a Army vet or a Marine. Some Armed Forces vet who specifically had an issue with this. So Colin Kaepernick opened up dialogue with him. They met up with each other, and he asked him, "How can I respectfully protest?" And he said, "You want to do something? Take a knee. When we have a fallen soldier, that is how we show respect. We take a knee." Throughout history, taking a knee has been one of the most respectful things that you can do to anybody. Game of Thrones, one of the biggest plot points is for the High Queen or King to show allegiance, you must take the knee. So that's a peaceful way, and obviously everybody, "Oh, you're disrespecting the flag, da-da-da-da-da-da." We're nothing about that's disrespectful, but it wasn't even about the flag. And that didn't work, and we saw what happened with that. So unfortunately, this is where we are now. I don't know what can be done. I don't know how it can be done. Hopefully enough politicians want to be reelected that they put something forth of any substance where things either will change, where there's better opportunities for people of color and people in general, or people will be held more accountable, or both, preferably both. And again, just everybody out there listening, it hurts and it's painful, and it's sadly, it's supposed to be, because it that's what it is. That's the problem with it, is that it hurts and it's painful. So please keep your head up. Stay safe.
And may Mr. Floyd rest in peace, man.
For everybody, anybody, whether you're white, black, Spanish, whatever have you, if you are not properly treated, peaceful protesters. There was, matter of fact, real quick, there was a white woman who was a peaceful protester, and the cops either sprayed her with mace or opened up some tear gas or both. And because of it, she had an asthma attack and died in the hospital. That still counts. That's still just as bad as George Floyd. Why? Because they are a human being, an American citizen, who was killed by police officers for not doing anything wrong. They were peacefully protesting, which is their right. So just be safe, okay? Don't do anything stupid. Don't loot. Yeah, and don't generalize. Don't be an asshole to a cop because they're a cop. Unless they do something wrong to you, they do something wrong. However, know your rights. You're not required.
You're just being as ignorant as the cop that killed the man. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You don't even have to be nice to the cop, but you must treat them with the same dignity and respect and law that you expect them to treat you with.
Right.
So, you know, again, like I said, we go on for days. So we're not going to keep going because, you know, like I said, we could literally
go on for days.
We have our own stories. We have news stories. There's just plenty that we could say. Just stay safe. And, you know, I don't even know. I'm at a loss for words past any of that. So we'll leave it there. So for the Broke Blurred Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. And with me today has been
Mr. Roland.
All right. Be safe, bro. All right. Take it easy, buddy.
Peace.